Hello, friends. This is Pastor Justin. Thank you for listening to this Tuesday edition of the Shepherd's Pulpit. I'm grateful to God to be before you with the Word of God as we continue our study above all things. We looked on yesterday's broadcast that the heart is deceitful above all things. We'll find our text today in James and in Matthew. James and in Matthew. Keep serving the Lord and keep trusting Him. Stay faithful to the Lord. I want to encourage you, just stay faithful to your church. Continue to raise your family for the Lord. Mothers and fathers, grandparents, do your best to encourage them in that fact. Encourage your pastor. Encourage the church folks and stay faithful to what God's called you to do. And you're making a difference for the Lord. And I want to encourage people from time to time and stop just outside of the text of preaching and just encourage people. We live in a world of so much discouragement, and I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on and doing the right thing. It matters what you're doing for God. If you stopped what you were doing right now, I'm quite certain that somebody would be very disappointed. And if you're not doing what you ought to do, hey, there's grace in the Lord and mercy in the Lord. And there's a church you need to go to, and you find a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, and you find yourself faithful. Of course, you can come where I pastor, good folks here at Bemis Road Baptist Church here in Valdosta, Georgia, 3307 Bemis Road. But listen here, get where God wants you, and serve Him in a local church if you're not, and let's do our best before Jesus comes back. Amen, amen, and amen. James chapter number 5 and verse number 12 says, "But above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation." We're talking about things that God says above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. "But above all things, my brethren, swear not." Not by earth or heaven or any other oath. Don't swear. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 33 echoes this truth as well. "Again, ye shall have heard that hath been said of them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou comest not, canst make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil." It's about echo those two passages are sister passages, sister cross-reference passages. James 5:12 says something a little bit different. Uses the terminology "above all things, swear not." Above all things, we're talking about the swearing of the tongue. It's funny how man naturally feels as if he has to vocally affirm something to everyone. Isn't that something? He has to vocally assure everybody, "I won't do this, I promise." A little bit of that can cause a little bit of problem, but a lot of that can cause a lot of problems. The Bible says you'll fall into condemnation if you do this. "I promise you by..." No. You don't know what you'll do. I don't know what I'll do. We don't know what's going to be on the morrow. The writer here of James, James writes here, that we don't know what a day will bring forth. We don't know. We don't know when the day of the Lord's even going to come is the context of what this is being said in. You don't know if you're going to do this tomorrow. You heard about the guy. This might be a little little bit too much for you, but you heard about the guy that was taking two mules down to be sold. And he was coming through town, taking those mules, leading them on a rope. And a guy that was sitting on the porch at downtown, rocking on the porch there in the rocking chair, hollered at the man with the two mules, said, "What you fixing to go do?" And the man said, "I'm taking these mules down a couple miles here and I'm going to sell them. I'm going to come back and I'm going to buy me something in town. I'm tired of these mules and I want a little money and I'm going to sell them and come back. I'm going to spend a little bit on myself." And the man rocking in the chair said, "You mean you're going to do that if the Lord wills?" He said, "No. That's what I'm going to do. Lord, I nothing to do about it. That's what I'm doing." And the man in the rocking said, "Well, okay." And the man went on to go sell the mules. A couple hours passed, and the man came back without the mules. But the man was beat up. Beat up bad, bleeding, bruises, scrapes, hurting. And the man in the rocking chair said to the man walking back from selling those mules, said, "What happened to you?" And the man that went to go sell the mules said, "Well, as I was going to sell the mules, somebody stole my mules from me and beat me with a hammer, punched me, threw me in the ground, kicked me and beat me." And the man in the rocking chair said, "What you going to do now? What you going to do now?" He said, "I'm going to go back home. I'm going to get cleaned up and tend to these sores, the Lord willing. That's what I'll do." See, friend, that's a cute little story. But you know what? That's got a lot of truth woven through it, does it not? We don't know what we're going to do. So there's no reason to swear that I'm going to say, "I'm going to do this," or "I'm going to do that." I was in a local high school the other day. You'll come into condemnation if you do these kind of things. But God says it in James chapter 5 and verse number 12. You'll come into condemnation. Said it in Matthew 5 too. But I was in a local high school the other day. And these children walking down the hallway. And I was minding my own business. I wasn't even paying attention to them. You know how it gets loud in the hallway. And I heard this child just as screaming and yelling. And they said, "By the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to do this." And I said to myself, "Oh my, the things that a young mouth can say." Not even 18 years old, probably 15, 16 years old. Around a bunch of other people, trying to make a point, trying to affirm that he's almighty and grace, mighty and great. And said, "By the blood of Jesus Christ, I will do it." Trying to make some big affirmation like he's mighty. "This is what I'm going to do." Now, friends, we might not say something that strong, but we have to be careful not to say we'll do certain things and not do certain things and commit to do things and resolve to do things and promise to people we're going to do things. Because really, it's a matter of pride. It's because we're trusting in ourselves, not trusting in God. And the Bible says we'll fall into sin. That's why I said, let your conversation be yea and nay. Anything more than that, you'll fall into condemnation. So what are the two things we've learned thus far? Above all things, the heart is deceitful. And above all things, don't swear. Be careful. Guard your tongue. If you've got something that you want to do for the Lord, why don't you do this? This is my advice to what we've said today. This is my advice. Just go to the prayer closet and talk to your Heavenly Father and say, "By your grace and with your help, Lord, this is what I'd like to do. I trust that it's in my heart. Would you help me to be able to do it?" And you don't have to tell a soul about it. That's my advice. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good day that you've given us to serve you. I pray that the Word of God that's went forth today would be received and bring forth fruit in people's lives. We praise you for saving us. Thank you for Jesus. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.